The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is not the sound of a stream running through the mountains. It's water from a leaking pipe trickling down a stairway. That's not a frog splashing into a lake. It's a piece of sheetrock falling into a puddle on a kitchen floor. And that's not a hiker taking a deep breath of mountain air. It's a homeowner gasping at the sight of a $12,000 water damage repair bill. 40% of homeowners have experienced water damage. Protect your home with the Moen Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. Moen.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In this episode, you'll find some fun inspiration that's realistic and takes the pressure off when it comes to home maintenance and improvement projects. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome in.
Thank you, Sienna, for making our coffees. We are here with our pour-over coffees, ready to record this podcast.
We have recording started.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are we better be ready.
We are ready. Okay. So this is, we're going to tell you what happened. So we will put in the notes the podcast we did called,
I think it was called Actually, Maybe You Can Do It.
And it was about some home projects that we tackled together. So you can take a listen to some of those. But I got to tell you all.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. I got to tell you all that I got a little bit sassy because of those projects. So just a quick recap. In that episode, we talked about how Toast and I painted our bathroom countertops. We painted our kitchen countertops, and we even painted a tiled counter, as well as tackling all of our oak wood kitchen cabinets and bathroom cabinets.
So that was episode, over here it says it's numbered 136, 136, okay. But not all the episodes have numbers on them for some reason, depending on which podcast thingamajiggy you listen to. So it came out around,
what's the title of it?
Actually, .. Maybe You Can Do It.
Okay. And we'll link
it. So it was that. And it was during October of 2022.
Okay. Makes sense.
But yeah, we'll link,
we were doing all the projects. All right. So I got a little sassy and I thought, wow, we've used like really kind of scary, toxic kinds of chemicals for the different kinds of materials where we needed very special masks. We have had various types of foam rollers, velour rollers. I mean, we have all the things. And so when we embarked on the next project that we're going to tell you about, I thought we were set. I thought, okay, we can totally do this. We don't have to look anything up.
We're pros, obviously.
Yeah. We don't have to look anything up. So the project that we are currently in the middle of right now, we're not done with it yet. We're 50% done, I would say.
One would hope, but that's
40%
part of, but that's part of the topic that we're discussing, right? It's like,
We decided, well, I decided, and then Toast supported this idea, to paint the inside of our garage. Currently, the garage is, it's just drywalled And the people who put it together, they were fine with it. And so you just see the drywall material, lots of nails in the wall, and weird, just weird kinds of things. And I just didn't.
It was used as a bulletin board at one time, it seems.
It sure was. And even a scratch notepad. But I thought, you know, if we just painted the interior of the garage white,
that's all.
It would just brighten up the garage. Mm-hmm. So we could use it for crafts, for fostering animals. I mean, I don't know what, but that is a project. And to me, I thought, it's just painting walls and ceilings.
Yeah, it's not complicated, like
it's not detail, little cabinets, hinges, different materials.
Or little grooves or crown moldings. Yeah. You don't have
any. Or painting tile. How do you make paint stick on tile without sanding? Can you even sand tile? So I thought we had it. I thought we had it.
Because this was just drywall.
It's just drywall.
Well,
add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements, copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop Hankook tires at TireRack.com.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Okay, but maybe I need to back up for just like a little moment and let people know that Toast and I, we are not, well, we are stereotypical lesbians in a lot of ways. Like, we have a cat. We've had cats before. We have a truck.
We like the Indigo Girls.
We like the Indigo Girls. We have acoustic guitars. We do folksy kind of music. We don our plaid button front shirts, especially since
like
coming to
old school lesbians.
Portland. Yeah, that's old school lesbians, whatever. But we were never really fixer-upper lesbians.
Right.
Even
like,
you. Like
I, yeah.
Not fully, right?
I needed to borrow
a drill.
A drill.
That's right.
From our gay guy friends.
Mm-hmm. Until they bought us one.
Exactly. Until I didn't return it for a little while and I apologized. And then the next time they could give a gift to us, they gave us a hand drill.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So anyways, you just have to know like we are. So if any of you listening have been wanting to tackle on a home project, but you're scared because you're really starting from zero, that was us. Seriously, that was us. And that's the beauty, but also I guess the danger. But for us, more so the beauty of YouTube.
Well, heck yeah.
Toast has fixed our washer and dryer from watching YouTube. She's fixed our refrigerator. What else have you fixed?
I think that was mostly
the
it.
The two biggest kinds of
That's
appliances.
That's what I was the most proud of, the most accomplished, and the most grateful.
Okay, so what happened was we went and picked up our paint. What was important to us was low VOCs.
Volatile organic compounds,
yes.
I think is what that stands for.
And when we got 2 gallons of it, and we were, first of all, sticker shocked by the bill being over $200. Mm-hmm. So there we go, right? We didn't even know that it was going to cost that much, but now we do. And as we started the project, and I realize now that in all the projects we've done, I reach a point where I'm looking around the room or whatever scale of project we are doing. And I'm having a moment of, oh my God, I don't think we can finish this.
Yeah.
It's that always have that moment.
It's that all hope is lost feeling, like in there the movies, is. Right? Like in the movies where something like awful happens and the hero's never going to make it out of it. And Indiana Jones is going to finally meet his demise. Nope.
Which was a fantastic movie, by the way. It's
a lot of fun.
But I always have that moment. And so now, having had many projects that we've done, mm-hmm. I realize it's part of the journey.
It's just a moment.
So I was in there looking around at the garage, and we're on some of it. We were on coat three mm-hmm. of white paint now. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing, it's bothering me that we bought a paint where you supposedly needed less coats of paint.
The coverage. What is it? There's some kind of name
for it. Some kind of coverage. And I'm like, well, three coats is kind of a lot. And by the time we got to three coats on a certain part of the room, mm-hmm. I could still see under it. And it was really bothering me. And then I realized, I think we were supposed to use primer. Now, some of you might be saying,
well, of course you do.
Yeah.
But they were listening to you a minute ago and were like, primer.
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 But I will say that so many paints now already have primer. But I think when you're working with drywall, you need a primer. So then I went down the rabbit hole of YouTube, cross-referenced a bunch of videos, found one YouTube channel that I thought, I like this guy and I'm in it. So I went down, I
trust
loyal.
This man.
Yep, something about him felt really good. And then I'm like, okay, Toast, here's the plan. We have to pause our painting. I'm ordering a bunch of stuff. We got to wait till it comes. And then thankfully, everything came in time for the following week. So what we ended up purchasing, in case you care to know, is a sander that's a round dial sander that you stick on top of a telescoping stick. I don't know the names of these things.
Yeah, right. It's like,
but you just twist it on the thing and then you buy
industry term for it.
And then you buy refills of the sanding piece.
Oh,
so we bought that. We also bought a paint scraper. It's this 6-in-1 tool that as soon as we started using it, I'm like, who can we get this for Christmas? Because it's an amazing tool that you use to scrape off your rollers.
Your paint rollers
paint,
and your paintbrushes at
so
the end of the day.
So you're not wasting $100 can of paint. You're keeping as much of it as you can and you make cleanup a lot easier. But that tool can also open your can. Now, I know what you all are thinking. You're thinking, didn't you have those items for all those other projects? No, we didn't. And so we got that tool. And then we also got, Toast was brilliant and got a, what is that tool? The yellow thing.
Yeah. Well, when I went to the paint store again mm-hmm. to buy the primer and more paint.
And more paint. Because
thank God they were having an amazing
sale.
Thank you, Jesus, for that. But when I was there, I asked the staff person, you know, they must make something. Do you have a little gadget that helps you pour the paint out of the can in a way that's more neat? So you're not getting dribbles, you know, all around the moat of the paint can. And they were like, yeah, oh yeah, here, check this out. And it's mm-hmm. this little really stiff silicone piece you can snap on
to the rim of
the paint of the paint can. Mm-hmm. And it basically creates a spout.
Yes, and it is.
So anyway,
it is fabulous.
So it's so much of the enjoyment of the work, such as it is, comes from having the right tools.
And as you listen to us, I hope you really can believe us that we really are fresh at this stuff.
I think they believe.
You know,
it.
Yeah.
They're like, you guys don't even know the names of these things.
So, okay, so we got that. Those were the new tools. Prior, when we first started the project, the poles I got for painting like the ceiling, I know now, so in case you're planning to do a big project, get telescoping paint poles as well.
not just for your sander.
That you're attached to the paint roller.
Yes.
Okay.
Because now the way we do it, we have to unscrew those sections. Mm-hmm. So it's not as convenient as just being able to open it up when you want.
Yes.
So anyways, we got the primer. We now have the sanding. We even got a special paintbrush.
Oh, yes. We paid extra for a higher quality brush.
Yes. And that paintbrush, the difference between that and just regular, I don't know, economical paintbrushes from Amazon.
Your Dollar Tree brand.
Well, it was Amazon, but those bristles were much stiffer than the nice, fancy paintbrush. Mm. That one, the bristles were so soft.
It was like bear's fur.
Yeah, it was just like, so this is what a good paintbrush is like. And we studied how you can cut a room. I will say that and brag about that term. So cutting a room is when you are first tackling the edges.
You're basically,
and corners.
Yeah, that's basically you're using the brush to get the areas that the roller will not be able to get right, the very, very edges
so
of
that
things.
You can then just roll and you don't have to slam it up against the corner. Mm. So anyways, all of that to say, we are successfully, now we can say that successfully in the middle of our project, we used our tools just this past weekend and had some great results, mm-hmm. and things feel quite promising. But the reason we're doing this podcast is we did learn a few things.
We had some reflections.
Yes.
And the first observation I would like to make is just that, Halcyona, you are, what is that Clifton's strength that is one of yours? About achiever and having the sense of progress be
important
and fulfilling for you.
Yes.
You know? And of course, it's for everybody, but I think you're very aware of that in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so just the learning that you just shared with all of us.
I love that.
And being able to get these extra tools that were not big pricey things. They're small little hand tools.
So helpful.
But it's really helpful and it helps us feel like, okay, we're tackling this job in a more efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and I bought spackle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Spackle. To patch up those holes in the wall. Yeah. Anyway, I think that in and of itself, right? The learning and implementing just these simple, pretty cheap, you know, in the scheme of things, really helps us to feel like, okay, don't get discouraged.
Right.
Sure, you messed up the first part because you probably should have used primer the first time. But you know, that's okay. Look, you learn and it's paying off. Like it's showing results. The fact that you kept going and making progress.
So much of it for me, it was like night and day. So when we first started the project, I'm here in achiever mode. Like we're on a time frame, Toast. We're on a time frame.
Two weeks. We're going to get this done. This weekend, next weekend, boom, we're going to be done.
Right. 4 days. 4 days. I held aside 4 days for this project. Now, after 2 days, that's when we realized, I think we need primer, chose to buy all the stuff, go down the rabbit hole of research, all the things like that. Then I realized, oh my gosh, it's going to take way longer. Mm-hmm. We need at least another 4 days, maybe five. Mm-hmm. So after just releasing my initial expectations of how things should go, and embracing like, okay, you know what? We are going to get to have the results that I want. It's just going to take longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much. I mean, it was so much more enjoyable to do the project.
Mm. After getting over the...
After getting over the
disappointment. Of like, you mean we put in 2 full days of work and we're going to have to only do it
all
over
because,
again.
Yes, because... Right. Yeah. Because I don't know, y'all, but... If you've not, Toast and I aren't the tallest people, and our garage is not the highest ceiling either, but the ergonomics it takes to paint a ceiling with your pole. I mean, now we know that from YouTube, you want to keep your hands at your heart or lower. You need to have a certain stance, but it's just challenging.
I don't know if I was following those rules this whole time. It is just challenging.
Yeah, and our necks were sore. I mean, that first weekend killed us. Our bodies were so sore. I was like, oh my God.
It's funny because the first weekend, I was more fine.
Oh, this past weekend you weren't?
Yeah.
Okay. The first weekend I was not fine, and this past weekend I was.
Okay. Well,
but anyways, all that to say, so many lessons learned when I just gave up on the expectations I initially had and just relaxed them and realized, hey, you know what? This project is worth it. Let's give it the time it needs. We canceled a bunch of plans that we initially had. You know, there was a lot of summer things happening in Portland that we had planned to go to. We were like, you know what? Let's just focus on the garage because there's only a window of opportunity to be painting in this rainy city. And so we just focused, and I realized that it was so much more enjoyable to do a job that, come on, guys, it's not that fun to paint, right? Like, it's not that fun. It's not that fun.
And we do know some people who would say it's anti-fun.
Yes, I do know some people who would say that. But if you're doing it with someone you love, so like with Toast, it's fun. It's a moment to connect. You can just, and there's a pride in doing something together.
Yes.
And being able to go, wow, look at what we did today.
Yeah. And I think too, it was a pride. There's a pride. I had to keep reminding myself of like, look, we want to do it as good as we can do it. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, oh, well, you know,
whatever.
Let's just get it done. You can still see through it, but it's better than it was. And that would have been true. It was better than it was.
But that just drives me nuts.
When we made the decision of like, no, you know what? Let's put in that extra effort, it's extra time, more than we thought it was going to be. But let's actually take pride in that extra effort and work and doing it as right as we know how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. And here's the other benefit. Like in the middle of the day of using our new tools.
Yes.
I just felt, I think I even exclaimed this out loud. I said, wow, I'm really feeling like a lesbian. Like, you know, because we have.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm totally serious. Like as I'm using this scraper, because the bottom of the scraper is also a hammer. You're going to want this scraper, people. And I am feeling.
That was your fairy godmother helping you to feel it.
I'm feeling like, you know, some of our friends are like true through and through lesbians. They are handy dandy lesbians.
Like they have wood saw tools.
They have
and
all the things. Like they know how to do all the things. And I sort of felt like a little bit like them in a small way. And I felt like, look at me. I am here on the ground. Using this 6-in-1 tool, look at me, and I felt so proud. I felt so proud.
Oh, geez.
It's like that. What is that Shania Twain song? Wow, no, man. What is it?
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah, but a lesbian. It was so great. Anyways,
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Anyways,
but we were not listening to the Indigo Girls.
Oh, we were not.
Playlist. No.
We were listening to all kinds of
like 90s R&B.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
But. Oh, I thought you were.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Nothing? Okay. But to close. So that was our whole adventure with the painting of the garage. We will let you know how it goes. We have the other half to do. So we're going to be moving all the stuff in the garage over to the other side where we've painted, and then we're going to tackle the rest of it.
That's the other thing. When it comes to so many things in life, whether it's these types of home projects, building projects, or a performance or a presentation or something, so much of the work is kind of like the iceberg thing.
like 90% or more of the work is about getting ready to do the thing.
Yes.
Right?
Oh,
like
my gosh.
The actual painting, the act of putting paint on the wall is like 10% of the labor. Everything else is you're cleaning up, you're planning, you're moving things, you're sanding things. You're right? It's like it's putting things together.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's like cleaning up, staying organized. It's
taping.
Like, oh my God. Right. Taping.
Taping. It's and there's so many things to tape in a garage. Especially
well,
our garage
and stuff
from
like
the late
that,
70s.
From the
furnace
and
all those pipes, you know, unless you want to paint all of, I mean, you have some decisions, right? You can paint those pipes. What are you going to do? But anyways, so we also realized that this is kind of how people say, you know, for good therapy as a couple, buy something from IKEA and put it together.
Oh.
Right? You're going to, can you withstand building something from IKEA together?
Mm.
Can you do it? You know?
Because if you can. Just
going to leave this here, like how they say, right? On Twitter or X, whatever they're calling it.
Just going to leave this here.
And you can take what you want from it. So similarly, when you're doing a DIY project together, you know, here are some tips that we realize, okay, I think these things are some essential things.
Valid. These are valid things.
Yes, to think about. Because not every partner is going to want to be on board with you with a DIY.
Oh, no.
You might need to bring a friend. Yeah. But thankfully, and this is one of the things, you need to have a willing partner. And when I wanted to take on all these things, because all of these things have been my idea, right? We have to do this. We have to, let's take on this thing. Your partner needs to be willing. And thankfully, Tosa is pretty much game for most
things. My main concern is usually just, well, you know.
Time and cost, right?
It's the cost part.
Yeah. So both people really need to be on board because you really, these are the kinds of projects you cannot drag a partner through. It's going to be.
Unless you want to blow up the relationship.
Right. Unless you want to blow up the relationship. The next thing is make sure you have a plan. How are you going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to like spread out the plan and go, okay, let's all the different pieces to whatever project you're doing, break it down step by step. It might seem obvious and you think, I don't need to write this down. Just write it down. Just write it down. Be sure that both people know what the plan is and that you've created the room in your schedule. And along with that, whatever time you think it's going to take, double it, at least double it, because you don't know. You really don't know.
That's when we're still kind of trying to learn, you and I, I think.
Yeah.
I love there's a quote by Dwight Eisenhower who said, plans are useless, but planning is indispensable.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that perspective because I feel like that whole thing of the intention and the act of planning, the act of giving it your deliberate attention is that
is
represents
important.
That. Well, that. That
wow, look at all my alarms going off.
That represents the process.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But but things are not going to go like how you plan. Just because you plan it doesn't mean it's going to go that way. But it does help, but it still does help to have done the planning.
Absolutely. It's a nice middle ground.
Yeah, knowing that it's not going to turn out that way.
Yeah. And then if it does, celebrate.
Yeah.
Celebrate, right?
Just kind of be like, wow. Really? That happened?
So along the same lines, allow room for mistakes.
Right.
You know, that's part of that. Along the way, encourage each other.
That's what's fun to do.
You know, like, hey, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Let's just finish this wall.
Look,
and
we did it.
You know, all of that stuff.
Good job, honey.
And equally as important, if not more, know your limits. So don't go crazy and think, hey, let's just do this. Like if it's 5 p.m. and you've already been painting for 5 hours and it's now 5 p.m., maybe don't tackle that extra wall
thinking, you're gonna hurt
let's
yourself.
Just do this last wall. Know your limits. Try to identify if your partner's hungry or thirsty.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
and help.
Yeah, it's like build in the margin, the buffer, right? Give yourself margin instead of
take
like...
Take breaks.
Doing as much as you can.
Right.
Muster. And just...
Plowing through.
Because then you're going to be useless for the whole rest of the week.
Right. And that's kind of how I felt that one week. After that first weekend... And then of course, Tosta already mentioned this. Celebrate your success. Here's one of the things I know through all of our other projects that we've completed. It feels so good knowing we did that. Mm-hmm. We did that on our own, yeah. You know, and there's funny little things about it where it's like, oh yeah, I remember where, when we did this, or when it was wet there and I grabbed it and we had to do it over, when, you know, whatever it might be. But even once Bear, you know, he rubbed up against one of the countertops and he had white all down his side. So it's like all those little things that happen when you're doing the projects together, I think are so fun, and they make such a fun memory. And you're also putting your energy into your house.
Yeah.
So I love that. Good stuff.
So let's end this episode with another cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers with our coffee. Clink. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And hope you got something out of this episode. As always, well, not as always, because a lot of times I don't even say it, but if you can rate and review podcasts, we'd appreciate that wherever you get your podcasts. And look us up on Instagram. If you are on Instagram, we realize not everybody is. We've been not so much on Instagram ourselves, but we do try to post about the episodes.
Well, we can tell them what we're doing in another episode.
Okay.
About our social media cleanse.
Okay. Until next time, live your love story.
I'm Victoria Moran. Since we launched the Main Street Vegan podcast back in 2012, lots more people have discovered the way that moving in a vegan direction can infuse our lives with vitality, spirituality, and compassion. My guests are experts on every aspect of making this work in your real life and our real world. Join us for Main Street Vegan here on mindbodyspirit.fm.